این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
I request all the distinguished ulama, the children of the Quran, and the eminent scholars not to be negligent of this sacred book. By the blessings of the struggles and contentment of the heart, the pure people of mystics have reached some talents and stages in wayfaring, now that its written form has been handed to us without any defect and omission or addition in its revealed form after descending from various stages and phases, it should not be neglected.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. You are listening to Spring of the Truth from iRab English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to read some of the valuable speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and explain about their interpretations. We hope that in that way, we as lovers of this great character would come to a deeper understanding of Imam Khomeini's thoughts and ideologies. Well, in regard to the emphasis of Islam on progress, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "With such a progressive school as Islam, there is no reason why the Iranian nation should imitate the Western model or that of the communist countries for its own advancement and progress." Here, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is referring to the timeless principles of Islam, which are so much comprehensive that they can be utilized even in the most modern societies. The reason that most of the modern countries, and unfortunately even some Muslims, view our religion somehow traditional and dogmatic is the fact that they link tradition with our religion. You know, while religion of Islam sets timeless principles, tradition is linked to past practices which are time-bound. When we start to set these two concepts apart, then we can see that almost any single rule or principle raised by Islam is applicable to the modern world. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh sees such an elegant difference and encourages Iranians and Muslims in general to learn on their religion rather than following Western or communist countries. Of course, when all the principles are taken into consideration and a Muslim nation puts its time and energy on fulfilling what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, then the result would be magnificent. And that is what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is talking about in here.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
If you take a look at history, you can see that by the time of the rise of Islam, Muslim countries were so much productive and powerful, not only in the sense of science, but also in other social aspects. So we can conclude that following the rules of Islam, in its true sense, is the key to reach success for the Muslims, and they shouldn't rely on the conceptual system of thinking of the communist or Western nations.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.